Welcome to the steps of self-forgiveness, elevating your heart and soul through forgiveness of self. This audio program will allow you to let go of what you have taken blame for, what you have subconsciously taken responsibility for in your life, what you still hold yourself accountable for that is not yours. These might be known or unknown things in our life. Forgiving ourselves is one of the hardest things that we'll do. However, it is one of the most freeing things that you'll ever do in your entire life. When you allow yourself the flexibility to let go, to release yourself and detach yourself from that which you have blamed yourself for, and still blame yourself for to this day. Release yourself and detach yourself from that which is holding you back in your relationships, in your career, in all aspects of your life. Self-forgiveness is for you and for no one else. Self-forgiveness is freeing. It's liberating. It can change your life if you decide to implement it and use it each and every day of your life. Let's prepare now to walk through the steps of self-forgiveness and free ourselves once and for all from that which is holding us back. Let's join in. Let's prepare for self-forgiveness. Make sure that you're sitting in a chair, a nice, comfortable chair. Once you're seated, once you begin to take a deep breath in, out. Once again, deep breath in, exhale. We want to move from the head and our thoughts and what's going on around us and go below into the heart. I want you to feel and picture the heart and its loving presence. The heart will help you forgive yourself today. And as you picture your heart and feel your heart, we want you to imagine your higher self, your soul that's sitting right above you as a little speck of light that's sitting right above your head, maybe a foot or a foot and a half above your head. This is the higher part of you that knows everything that is good about you, that loves you unconditionally, that knows what you need to do in every circumstance, everything that you find yourself in, every person that you have a relationship with. This higher self will guide you and be with you and be compassionate towards you and loving towards you and will help you today. And imagine that little speck of light that's connected to a much higher field, infinite field of light, which is that of God, which is that of the divine, which is that of love and light that is above. And get a picture of your higher self connected to that infinite field of loving light that seems to go on and up and out forever. And keep your focus on your higher self, our personal advocate, our personal judge who looks after us, who knows our thoughts and desires, our strengths and weaknesses, our motivation and intentions, who loves us and is patient with us each and every turn of our existence. Feel that loving presence that is with you right now. There is a loving presence that's listening to you now and wants to help you forgive. And so as you feel and have a picture of that loving presence, we want to move into step two now, which is to talk out your problem with your higher self. Let the emotion surface of whatever it is that you need to forgive yourself for. Go ahead and tell your higher self just how you feel. Oh, I've made such a big mistake. Please forgive me. I need to be forgiven for. I'm so sorry. I so regret what I did. Please forgive me. Go ahead and release this now. Go ahead and get this emotion up and out and talk to your higher self who is waiting on you to do so. Remember, there's nothing that you can say or do that is unforgivable. All is forgivable. And as you get your emotions up and out and talk to your higher self, realize that there's a space inside of you. That you realize that everything that will be and has the possibility of being okay and will be okay. Let this emotion surface. Cry if you need to. Stay with this until you feel like the emotion has completed itself, has gotten up and out. And when you're ready, you can move to the next step. Step number 3, connect with your higher self and lift yourself to its level of consciousness. So we've asked our higher self to help us forgive. We've allowed the emotion to surface. And now we're going to lift ourselves emotionally to the level of our higher self. First, list some things that you're good at. Or just say, I am a good person. I have good intentions. I work hard at this. I am a good person. Visualize your higher self once again, sitting above you, a foot to a foot and a half above your head is a small speck of light, connected to the infinite white field that is above that, a field that goes on and expands on and on forever. And identify with the qualities of this light and of your higher self. Peace, compassion, wisdom, unconditional love for you. And imagine yourself lifting yourself up to that level of wisdom, of peace, of divine consciousness. And keep going up, allowing your mind to expand upward and outward until you feel the need to stand up and leave your personal self, the small you, sitting down and stand up as a higher infinite field of light and love who's willing to offer and willing to accept forgiveness, self-forgiveness today. So when you're ready, I want you to stand up and turn around towards your chair, facing the small you in the chair that you're going to leave behind. For us, you can open your arms and your hands. Feel the higher self, feel the divine love that you feel now. Allow yourself to take in this new perspective, unconditional love, understanding, forgiveness, creativity, possibility. And turn to face your personality in your chair. At this point, you can begin to bring in those who you wish to help you today. Those loved ones in your life that have passed on, call them in right now. Call in your sense of the divine, of those that you know have a higher purpose and are helpful to you. Bring them in to stand beside you right now as we move into the fourth step to forgive yourself from our higher level. From this higher place of consciousness, look down upon where you're sitting and picture your human self there awaiting for your help. I like to see my personality as a little tiny child sitting down there on earth waiting for help from me, my higher self. Remember that as you are standing above your personality, you are looking upon yourself as a wise, compassionate, loving, expansive person. Extend your hands in healing and blessing, and ask those who are standing beside you to do the same. And imagine that the love and the light from the infinite above, the white expanding field of light, is rolling through you and coursing through your body, coming through your head, moving down your throat. Love and light is moving through your heart and out your arms and down your torso and through your legs and out your feet. Allow it to flow so lovingly and so beautifully and so flowingly that it envelops you in white light. Extend your hands to your small personal self and send that light from your hands to him or her. Bathe them in this white, loving light. Release them from all the burdens that they have had here on this earth. Speak words of unconditional love. Give advice, give comfort out loud to the small you, the child within you. Cancel all conditions of unforgiveness. I forgive you completely. I forgive you totally. I accept you just the way you are. Stay with this as long as you need to. Say the words, all is forgiven. All is forgiven. And when you feel complete, make a final statement. All is forgiven. And I forgive you in totality and completely. And I release you from all of your shame. Make sure that your communication is one of non-judgment and non-criticism, and one of loving and healing. Once you've completed this task, I want you to turn back around, facing away from your small self, and sit down back in your chair. And as you do, imagine your higher self integrating back into your small personal self. Sit quietly in silence for just a few minutes. Begin gathering your attention and bring it back into your body. Tap your feet on the ground if you need to. Shake your arms and your hands back and forth to begin feeling yourself in your body once again. See your higher self knitting and integrating back into your small self. And notice how it feels to be forgiven. And take note of any new understanding or clarity that you might have experienced. Give gratitude and thanks for the ability to forgive yourself. Say thank you for this forgiveness. Acknowledge your higher self and the part that your higher self has played in this forgiveness. And make sure that you're activating your will. For example, you say, I will easily integrate this new perspective into my life. And over the next couple of days, make sure to notice how different you feel toward yourself. Notice how you feel. Notice how unconditionally loved you feel and how it's different from how you felt before you started. Allow this experience to settle and integrate into you for the next couple of days. Peace be with you. For more information on the Evolving Heart coaching programs and the peace process, please visit us at theevolvingheart.com or call us at 901-921-8901 or send us an email at taylor@theevolvingheart.com. We look forward to seeing you once again for another one of our exciting products and opportunities here at The Evolving Heart. Thank you and have a great day.